Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Debs Garms. Batting second. The center fielder, Johnny Hop. Batting third. The left fielder, Buster Adams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ray Sanders. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Whitey Karowski. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ken O'Day. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Emil Verbin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Marty Marion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Partenheimer. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Stan Partenheimer. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Culler. Batting second. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting third. The left fielder, Butch Niemann. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Mack. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Carden Gillenwater. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Chuck Workman. Batting 7th. The catcher, Clyde Klutz. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Eddie Joost. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Nate Andrews. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Nate Andrews. And now, play ball. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Garms moves to second. One out. Buster Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Klutz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Whitey Karowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karowski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Holmes. Karowski reaches second base with a double. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is walked intentionally. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes takes first base on ball 4. Culler moves to second. Ken Burkhardt now pitching. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-2, Braves. Joe Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack strikes out. One out. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sanders scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Workman for the out. Gillenwater moves to second. Two outs. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Workman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Burkhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burkhart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Joost misplays the ball. That's an error on Joost. Burkhart moves to second. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 0-for-1 in the game. Hop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a pop-up towards first. Sanders settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nate Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Culler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Buster Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Andrews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sanders hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Karowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karowski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Karowski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gillenwater. Karowski reaches second base with a double. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. O'Day is walked intentionally. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0-for-1 in the game. Verbin hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Holmes takes first base on ball 4. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Niemann is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Holmes moves to third. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gillenwater hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Holmes scores. Mack moves to second. It's 4-2, Braves. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 0-for-1 in the game. Workman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 0-for-1 in the game. Marion hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Burkhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burkhart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burkhart hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garms takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 0-for-2 in the game. Hop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Garms trying to get to second. Gillenwater throws the ball into Culler, who relays the ball to Joost, who tags Garms for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Braves will come to bat. Clyde Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clutz is 0-for-1 in the game. Clutz hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost strikes out. Two outs. Nate Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burkhart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Buster Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Adams reaches second base with a double. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sanders takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Karowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karowski is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Karowski takes first base on ball 4. Adams moves to third. Sanders moves to second. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. O'Day hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gillenwater. O'Day reaches second base with a double. Adams scores. Sanders scores. Karowski goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Cardinals. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0-for-2 in the game. Verbin bunts towards third. Workman fields it and throws to first for the out. O'Day moves to third. One out. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 0-for-2 in the game. Marion hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. O'Day scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, Cardinals. Ken Burkhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burkhart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burkhart hits a line drive towards short. Culler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Culler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Holmes hits a fly ball into left field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Niemann hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Day settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Braves 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Johnny Hutchings now pitching. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garms hits a line drive into center field. Gillen Water settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hop hits a pop-up towards first. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buster Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Gillen Water settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Carden Gillen Water is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillen Water is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gillen Water hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 0-for-2 in the game. Workman hits a fly ball into right field. Garms settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 0-for-2 in the game. Klutz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Braves 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Sanders hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitey Karowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karowski is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Karowski strikes out. There goes Sanders. The throw from Klutz to second, and Sanders is out. Two outs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got three RBIs. O'Day hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gillen Water. O'Day reaches second base with a double. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0-for-2 in the game. Verbin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Juiced reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Juiced is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juiced is 0-for-2 in the game. Juiced strikes out. One out. Bill Ramsey pinch hits for Johnny Hutchings. Bill Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Culler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Holmes takes first base on ball 4. Culler moves to second. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Niemann hits a fly ball into right field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Braves 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Hal Schacher now pitching. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Marion hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Burkhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burkhart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burkhart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Workman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garms hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Verben reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gillenwater hits a fly ball into left field. Adam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 0 for 3 in the game. Workman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verben settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Braves 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hop hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buster Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Adams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Cardinals. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Sanders strikes out. Two outs. Whitey Karowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karowski is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Karowski hits a line drive into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Clyde Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clutz is 0 for 3 in the game. Clutz hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 3 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jim Tobin pinch hits for Hal Schacher. Jim Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin takes first base on ball 4. Phil Massey pinch runs for Jim Tobin. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Culler hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 7, and Boston Braves, 4. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.